This is Dr. Kvitko, and what you're about to hear is a live broadcast that we did from Crew Stadium, the buddy walk for Down syndrome. And because it was live, there were a few instances where we had some technical difficulties, and you'll find some dead air. I really, truly apologize for that, but I thought it was important to do a live show.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, brought to you by Alum Creek RV and Marine, also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but were too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me here today on Sunny 95. We are live at Crew Stadium. It is the Buddy Walk. It's September 23rd. It's 8 in the morning, and it's kind of crisp, but it's going to be a beautiful day, and people are showing up. All kinds of people coming to tailgate, a bunch of people that will be here to support their buddy, their person that happens to have Down syndrome. So come on out and join us. You'll see the Dentally Speaking Rolling Studios in the tailgate lot. You can kind of spot it from pretty far away. Now, I guess the Buckeyes got their fourth win under Urban Meyer, beating University of Alabama Birmingham by 14 points. And like Coach Meyer said last week, the best thing about being 3-0 is it gives you a chance to be 4-0. And now that we're 4-0, so I guess that's the best thing about that is that it gives us a chance to be 5-0. Next week at Michigan State, 3:30 start on ABC. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to interview some of the folks who have come out to support the people here at Down Syndrome Buddy Walk. And I have a bunch of cheerleaders with me. And let me just get some names. I have to kind of get mobile here and move around a little bit. So, first of all, you guys are from Gahanna Lincoln, right?
Yes.
Okay, and let me get your names. I'm going to walk right down the row and get everybody give me your name, okay?
Natalie.
Kristen.
Alana.
Hannah.
Megan.
Paulina.
Brittany.
Rachel.
Lauren.
Maddie.
Kenzie.
That's like about 30 feet of cheerleaders, right? Now, does anybody have a family member that happens to have Down syndrome, or are you guys nobody? Okay. But you're here to support them, and I've been this several years, and when people go around the stadium, you have a certain corner, or do you break up into two groups and you kind of cheer the folks on? Who wants to tell me?
We will be in one corner of the Crew Stadium.
And then as people come by, you can see their names and they're on their sign, and you do a cheer. Can you guys do a cheer that we could maybe hear on the air, kind of gather around and do one of your cheers? Let's tell you what, the buddy that I support is Libby. Okay, so let's practice for Libby. Okay, you ready? One, two, three. Whenever you're ready. Okay, they're getting ready. Stretching and all that stuff, vocal exercises. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Let's go, Libby. Let's go, Libby. Let's go, Libby. Let's go, Libby.
All right, and then of course you go, cheer, woo, all that stuff, right? Okay, and it really brings a smile to the people's face. And now, you guys are high school kids, and you're up at, what time do you have to get up? 6 in the morning on a Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah. That's dedication, really.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to be here, do you?
No, we don't have to, but we love to be out here.
Yeah, have you guys been here, like, in previous years?
Yes.
Yes?
This is my first year.
Okay, are you, did you just join the squad, or did you sleep in last year?
This is my second year of cheerleading, but my first year here.
Okay. Looks like my headphones came off, so let me get them back on so I can tell that we're actually talking. Now, do you guys, at Worthington, my kids went to Worthington, and they actually had a cheerleader that happened to have Down syndrome. And it was kind of neat because the squad was so nice to her, you know, because this is all about helping people that have Down syndrome kind of live the life to the fullest that they can. And it's, you know, I have a brother that's mentally challenged, so it's very similar, where you want them to have as nice of life as possible, even though they can't do some of the things that the rest of us can. And so it's very nice of you to come out and do this. How did Gahanna do, by the way?
We won.
What's your record?
4-0.
You're 4-0 too, like the Buckeyes.
5-0. Just kidding. 5-0.
Oh, 5-0. that sounds cool. Okay. Now, do you have like a teacher that's in charge or somebody? How'd you guys learn about this?
Coach Fisher is our coach, and she tells us all about volunteering works.
Okay, so different opportunities to do volunteer work and kind of learn that whole aspect of life, kind of like the giving back thing?
Yep.
Okay. I wish I could remember all of your names. Does anybody know my name?
No.
Oh, wait a minute. Somebody knows something.
It's like Dr. Kvitko.
That's pretty close. Yeah, Dr. Kvitko. Yeah, yeah. I knew you were going to say no. Okay. But anyway. Okay, well, thanks very much. And you'll see me when we walk by with Libby. Libby happens to be one of the oldest people with Down syndrome. She's 60. And you know, yeah, it really is amazing. I think the average lifespan was something like 40 not that long ago.
That's really great.
Yeah. So to know that they can live that long. And then Libby's in a wheelchair and looks a little bit unhealthy, even only at 60. But anyway, okay, so let me think. Let's go back and do names one last time. You want to give your last name? It's up to you. Okay, because you'll be able to listen to this, by the way. I'll give you information on how you can listen to the podcast. Actually, I'll do it now. You can go to dentallyspeaking.com, and down the center column, you'll see where it says click here for feed. You can also go to sunny95.com and find Sunday morning programming. Or you can go to iTunes. And when you go to iTunes, you have to search under Dr. Kvitko, so you do have to know my name. Or or you can search under Dentally Speaking, so if that's all you know, that's okay. And the podcast will be available probably Monday, Tuesday at the latest, okay? And then you guys can listen. So let's go through with names, okay?
Alana Meadows.
Natalie Arthur.
Kristen Gregory.
Hannah Bryan.
Megan Mitchell.
Paulina Tesno.
Brittany Garrett.
Rachel Phillips.
Lauren White.
Maddie Ewing.
Kenzie Thowen.
And how about a Gehanna Lincoln cheer for your team? Go ahead and give me like one of your cheers. Okay, ready?
We are Lions number one. We are Lions number one. We are Lions number one.
All right. What's all the cheering though? Aren't you supposed to clap and cheer at the end? That's more like it. Okay, guys. Well, hey, thank you so much, and I'll see you when Libby and my group. We're called Libby's Tooth Buds. Okay?
Okay.
Take care. Hey, thanks for coming. You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Okay, so let me just... this is a lot of fun, and we're going to have some other folks that are here to support their buddy, and I think the next one might be Ryan. And by the way, we're not sure, but we might even, you know, Dino Tripodis is very interested and involved in doing this. Hang on one second before you go. Are you their mentor? Their...
No, I'm actually a cheer mom.
A cheer mom. Okay. I thought that... Well, thanks for letting them come in.
Thank you.
And so... I've gotten my picture with him several times, and my dental assistant did. And we're going to, if not, he may just be able to call in, and we'll find out why Dino is so involved in the Down Syndrome Buddy Walk, or raising money for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. Now, let me just mention, you know, Down Syndrome is a genetic condition, and it causes delays in physical and intellectual development. It occurs in one in every 691 live births. That's actually, those odds are pretty low, and so there's an extra number 21 chromosome. It's also known as trisomy 21, and one of the things that I think is important for people to know is it's usually caused by an error in cell division called non-disjunction. It's not known why it occurs, however, it is known that the error occurs at conception, and it's not related to anything the mother did during pregnancy. I think that's pretty important. And it's been known for some time that the incidence of Down syndrome increases with advancing maternal age. So the older the mom is when she gets pregnant, the more likely that their child would have Down syndrome. 80% of children with Down syndrome, though, are born to women under 35 years of age. So it's not just age. All right, now, it looks like... from the clock on the wall, then it's probably time to go to our first break. And you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Thinking about winterizing your boat or RV? Why not deal with the experts at Alum Creek RV and Marine? Check out their early bird winterizing special for boats and RVs. Until October 15th, save 15%. RV winterizing starting at $89.95, and that's despite the fact that antifreeze costs are up 22% from last year. Alum Creek RV and Marine can shrink wrap your boats to keep the dirt and weather outside and the beauty of your boat protected inside. Alum Creek RV and Marine. One exit north of Polaris off I-71 at Route 37. Call 800-336-4068 or hit the net at alumcreekrvandmarine.com.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Are you an adult with teeth that are crooked? Maybe you had braces as a kid, but you didn't wear your retainer as often as you should have? Or maybe your parents weren't able to offer you braces as a child. Well, take heart. Now you can have straight teeth in 6 months. That's right. Using clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, we can straighten your teeth before it's even time for your next cleaning. So, if you have a high school reunion, a graduation party, or even a wedding in your future, why not let us straighten, then whiten your teeth? Interested? Call us to schedule a no-charge 6-month smiles consultation at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And as you could tell, that's a kid's song. And I played that song because we have a bunch of kids out here at Crew Stadium, families with children who happen to have Down syndrome. And we're all out here supporting them. It's called the Buddy Walk. You can still come on out. It's $21 if you want a t-shirt. And $21, the significance of that is the fact that Down syndrome is also known as trisomy 21, three number one chromosomes. Three number 21 chromosomes, and normally somebody would have 46, but these folks happen to have the extra. Now, in a minute, I'm going to go to some, I think, dads here that I have with me to talk, but I have this funny, in fact, you know what? Let's go ahead and introduce yourselves now. What's your name, please?
Yeah, Robert Rogers.
Robert Rogers and?
Jim Langman.
Robert Rogers and Jim Langman. Okay. Now, you know how you've heard, we've all heard survival of the fittest, right? Everybody knows in it. And what my impression of that or my mental picture of their survival of the fittest would be somebody that's really strong and could maybe kill food, you know, survive cold weather, climb trees, who knows? You're both shaking your heads. Yes, you had the same thing. Okay, well, I have this idea that, you know, survival of the fittest could actually be some virus that wipes out everybody except those people that have Down syndrome. Have you ever thought about that?
No, I haven't, but that's actually an interesting thought.
You know?
Right, I haven't thought about it, but, you know, I could see where you could draw that conclusion.
Yeah, they have something different that we don't, and it might be just enough to make them be the ones that survive. I think somebody should make a movie out of it, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that extra chromosome, everybody thinks of it as a disability, but to me it's something special that they're given that the rest of us didn't get, so it's kind of cool.
Yeah, and every parent I've ever talked to feels that way. And I know what you're talking about. I got involved because I have a patient that happens to have Down syndrome, and she's 60, Libby Turner. She'll be here in a little bit, I hope, well, before I go off the air anyway. But it's hard to get. She's not quite in the best of health, as you know. 60's pretty old for somebody with Down syndrome. And so tell me, Roger, tell me about your child.
Yeah, Dylan is 11 years old, born with Down syndrome, just an amazing kid, just lots of energy, loves to dance, sing, and he's everybody's best friend, so good kid.
You know why I love people that happen to have Down syndrome is they're always happy. I've never seen one that wasn't smiling.
Well, on occasion I see Dylan, but for the most part... People have the same opinion about children with Down syndrome. Just lots of joy and sunshine, and just they bring a light to the room, and it's pretty amazing. It really is.
Now, tell me, have you had any dental challenges? Because it's a dental show. I'm a dentist, and I know that Rebecca, Libby's sister, was very reticent to even, not her sister, but her dad was very reticent to even try to take her to a dentist. In fact, when Libby found out about it, she hadn't been in 13 years. Now, Dylan, you said Dylan, right?
Yeah, Dylan's 11, and I'll tell you, it's been a process, and you know, my wife, Julie, she's been amazing in terms of prepping him for the dental chair and what it takes. He's had braces on now for a couple of years, and he's had the expander, and so he's had a lot of work done trying to open up some of the air passages and whatnot.
Right, because they have a narrow constriction, narrow upper palate. It causes them to mouth breathe, and then the tongue kind of sticks out, and it's that whole process that you try to get away from. And I've seen parents try to remind their child, you know, the tongue isn't bigger, it's just that their mouth is smaller, I think.
Right. I think that's right, too. And you know, he's definitely a mouth breather, and we've had, just a couple of weeks ago, we did a sleep study, tried to see what we do to help him get better sleep at night. So it's definitely a process, but I think, as with anything throughout the years, he's adapted to some of the work and what needs to happen, and he gets braver by the minute in terms of what we do with him to try and help him live a healthy life, I guess, if you know what I mean.
I do, because the whole point of all of this is to help these kids, these not just kids, by the way, as remember, my patient's 60, to live the life to the fullest that they can. I mean, you know, I'd like to be 7'4", but I'm not going to be.
Yeah, that's right. It's all about realizing your potential regardless of your condition or diagnosis. It's what is your potential, what can we do to help pull that along without creating you know, too high a bar. But at the end of the day, I believe if you set the bar high enough, people will reach for it. The lower you set it, that's all they're going to achieve. So we do that on a regular basis with our kids.
So every time you find a goal for him that he meets, you have to raise it a little bit and say, okay, now we want you to try, I don't know, maybe it was a tricycle, now we want you to try the two-wheeler?
Exactly. And it's just about giving them confidence. And I have a 15-year-old son and a 3-year-old son, and Dylan's 11 right in the middle. My two other boys don't have Down syndrome, but the process isn't any different. You know, they're kids with goals and dreams, and whatever their potential is, that's what we're going to help them work towards.
That's pretty cool. And see, I have 4 kids, and none of them have Down syndrome. And by the way, it's Down syndrome. There's a mistake. People always say Down's syndrome, and it's not. It's Down syndrome.
Yeah, that's right. At first, when I first found out, you know, our son had Down syndrome, it was more of a shock to me than I think to my wife. It probably took me a couple of years to get my head around it, and it took me a couple of years to even do any homework to really kind of accept kind of where we were and to realize what the blessing was. But yeah, Down. I hear Downs on a regular basis, and now I'm correcting people. But I was one of those people back in the day.
So was I, and the reason I know is because when I first called the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio, probably 4.5 years ago, to do an interview. I think her name is Beth Savage. I think she's still associated. She corrected me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I used to capitalize the S and the D. I realized now the D's capitalized and the S is lowercase. So.
Okay, I don't even think I realized the S was small. So that's now I learned something, too. Okay, now Jim. Right, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on a little closer if you can. My arm's only so long. Remember, I said I wanted to be 7'4", but I'm not.
Right.
So... Because I would love to be one of those tall people. Would you?
Oh yeah.
And we're limited and didn't even realize it.
Exactly.
And I think that's the same with people with Down syndrome. They have limits, but to them that's normal.
It is normal. My little girl Gabrielle, she's our first daughter. She's 2 years old, and she doesn't know that she can't do something.
Right.
She's like any other 2-year-old kid. She does what she wants to do. Sometimes, you know, she's still learning to walk, but she wants to do it, and she's working at it, and she's crawls really fast and perfect, and everything she doesn't slow herself down, and I'm not going to slow her down.
No, that's neat. Now, she's your only child then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is there a little brother or sister in the works?
Well, you know, there's a hope she'll have a sibling someday.
What's your wife's name?
Regina.
Regina, if you're listening... We need a little brother, a little sister.
Gabby would love that.
You call her Gabby, just like the Olympic star.
Yeah, actually, her team name is Gaga for Gabby.
Gaga for Gabby. Okay. And Roger, what was your team name?
Dylan's Villains.
Dylan's Villains. Well, mine, by the way, is Libby's Toothbuds.
Oh, nice.
Because, by the way, when teeth form, they form from little germ cells, and they're little buds. They're like bottom teeth, you know how they have those little bumps on them? Each bone comes from an individual cell.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's cool. So like
a lower incisor has three cells, so there's three little bumps.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we're going to always do a Dr. Kivitko question of the day. And what I want to do is remind folks where we are. So I want you guys to remind folks, where are we right now?
We're at the Buddy Walk for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. We're at the Crew Stadium.
Okay, that's important information because somebody might win flowers later. What we do is we give out free flowers to from Bystember Florist, and we have them delivered to their place of business on Tuesday afternoon. And another caller gets a free propane tank refill from Elm Creek RV and Marine. So just keep that in mind because we're going to be doing it in a little bit. Okay, anyway, guys, now how many people or how much money did you raise, Jim?
I think we got right around $1,800 this year.
Wow, $1,800. That's amazing. How about you, Roger?
You're putting me on the spot. My wife has the final count, but I think we did okay.
Okay, probably $1,801, price.
The day is not over.
Are you taking donations?
Yes. I'm expecting more friends to show up and sign up, too. So.
With their wallet?
Yes.
Well, that's really neat. Well, guys, hey, thank you so much for coming in and talking to me. It was very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
And we'll let you know how you can listen to this on a podcast. Oh, you know, even though it's live now, it's on podcast. So, you know what, if you give my assistant your email address or something, I can send you a link. And Jim?
Yeah, it was a pleasure meeting you. Thanks a bunch. Come on out to Crew Stadium, guys. It's a blast.
Sounds great to me. Bye-bye now. Okay, so like I said, pretty soon we're going to be doing Dr. Kivitko's question of the day. And I think we have a little time before we need to do that. So let me just get our next guest. We have, we have some kids. Who do we have here? Hi there, come on in. Let me see, we have a mom and two sons, is that what we have?
Correct. We have, my name's Ray, and I'm here with my nephew Keegan.
Hi.
Say hi. And my son Ryan.
Hi.
Hi, Keegan, Ryan, and Ray. Ray's in the middle. That's an interesting, is it R-A-A or something?
R-R-A-E, actually.
R-A-E, okay. And you're here to support who?
We're here to support Kinsey, which is Keegan's sister.
Okay, and how old is Kinsey?
Go ahead, tell her.
Three.
She's three, and how old are you?
Six.
Six, okay. And how much money did you guys raise? Lots?
A lot. Mm-hmm.
A lot. Unfortunately, our Aunt Ray Ray is not quite so sure on the total, but I know we raised a lot.
That's great. And tell me your name again. I forgot.
Ryan.
And you're here because you're Keegan's friend?
Cousin.
Oh, cousin. Okay.
Cousin. And actually, we are still raising money today. We're raffling off Browns and Steelers tickets if you want to stop by our tent. We have a bunch of Buckeye tents right out front. If you want to stop by, pick up a ticket. We're giving all the money to DeSacco, of course, for Down syndrome. So we're going to raffle it off and notify you at the end of today's walk.
Well, that's neat. So I might actually come over and buy a ticket.
Come on over. Our tents are welcome. We're right over there. We have cornhole. We got tables, chairs. We'd love to see you.
And how much is a raffle ticket?
Keegan, how much are the raffle tickets?
$5 for one and $3 for three tickets for 10 and then one ticket for five.
Okay, that sounds good. And cornhole, do you win anything if you play cornhole?
Not really.
No, you just have a good time.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a lot of fun. And so how many people are going to be in your group, do you know, when you actually walk the stadium?
We have over 100 people coming for Kinsey.
You're kidding. 100 people for Kinsey?
Lots of love for Kinsey.
That is
so cool. And everybody else here, of course. But yeah, we have a lot of family, a lot of friends that come and support us.
That is really, really special. Well, thank you guys for what you're doing for Kinsey and for DeSacco, by the way, is the acronym for Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio. I actually think they should call it DeSacco, but they call it DeSacco.
Yeah. I'm a teacher, so I like that phonetical.
You like my way better?
Yeah, I'm feeling you there. Teaching kindergarten, I like to put it out there.
Yeah, I think it would have to be DeSacco to pronounce it DeSacco, don't you?
Correct.
Okay, so I'm going to keep calling it DeSacco. Maybe I can change them.
Starts with one.
Okay, so we'll let you know. My assistant can let you know. If you want to give us an email address, we'll send you a link to the podcast, you know?
Awesome. We'd love to give you one.
Okay, and you guys will be able to hear yourself on the radio probably on Monday. It'll be available, all right?
Awesome. Thank you so much. Go Kinsey's Crew. Kinsey Crew, come on, guys.
Kinsey's Crew.
All right, good job. Okay, well, thank you so much. We're going to do our question of the day. But before we do... the lawyers want you to listen to this.
Sunny 95 will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. Sunny 95 cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And the question of the day is, well, you know what, let me remind you, the winner will receive free flowers delivered to your place of business from Weistember Florist this Tuesday afternoon. Another caller will receive a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine. The numbers that you'll call, 459-9769, that's 459-WSNY. So, as soon as I give you the question, you feel free to call. The question is, from where am I currently broadcasting live? Is it A, the Buddy Walk at the Schottenstein Center, B, the Buddy Walk at Nationwide Arena, or C, the Buddy Walk at Crew Stadium? All right, that's A, B, or C. From where am I currently broadcasting live? Schottenstein Center, Nationwide Arena, or Crew Stadium? All right, the winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And another caller will receive a free propane tank refill from Alum Creek RV and Marine, 459-9769. That's 459-WSNY. Go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko after these messages.
At Artisan Dance Studio, come discover that when it comes to dancing, our specialty is to create and educate. The Artisan Approach provides you an experience from the moment you walk through our doors. Artisan Dance Studio's wide variety of classes from ballet, contemporary, tap, jazz, and much more. We offer adult classes too. Artisan Dance Studio is located at 4310 North High Street in Clintonville. Visit artisandancestudio.com for upcoming events and class schedules. Accepting new students throughout the fall.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Do you wear complete or partial dentures? Are you tired of having to take your teeth out at night? Or how about having to take them out at the doctor's office or in the hospital? Pretty embarrassing, isn't it? Heck, they've already taken away your clothes and then they take away your teeth too. Wouldn't it be nice to go back to having teeth that don't come out of your mouth? Well, you can. Here at Dr. Kvitko Metnis & Associates, we can place implants and cement fixed bridges on top to give you a smile that never comes out. You'll never look or feel toothless again. Think what that can do for your self-esteem. And you'll never have to worry about a metal clasp showing or your dentures falling out with a big sneeze. Interested? Give us a call at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We are live at Crew Stadium, and we have somebody on the line right now. Barb, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you today?
I don't know if Barb can hear me, but Barb apparently has the correct answer. The answer was C, Crew Stadium. So Barb is going to receive free flowers delivered to her place of business from Weistember Florist this Tuesday afternoon. Okay? So thank you so much for your call. And now we're going to come over and we're going to talk to my buddy and her sister. My buddy is Libby, and we were talking about Libby earlier with some of the folks that were in the RV. In fact, we had the Gahanna Lincoln cheerleaders. You know how the Gahanna Lincoln cheerleaders will cheer? They were on the show. So let me see. This is Rebecca.
Hi, how are you today? It's a gorgeous day for a buddy walk.
It really is. The sun is shining. It's a little cool, but it's going to warm up. It looks great.
And it looks like there's going to be a lot more people here than even last year. And I think we set a record then.
Probably did. We have your T-shirts, by the way, in the RV.
Oh, okay. Jack went to find him.
Oh, he did? Oh, we might want to call him. Oh, there he is. There he is. Okay, so we have. So let's start by just, have Libby say, how are you, Libby?
Hey.
Hey. Now, how long have you been coming to me for your dental work? Do you remember?
I know what to say.
Okay. 7 years.
Seven years.
Okay, now you hadn't been to the dentist in a while before coming. Were you afraid of the dentist before?
You.
Afraid of me? She's kidding, I hope. Are you kidding?
I'm kidding.
Okay. All right, you're going to shut my business down if you say that. Anyway, okay, so thank you for coming out. We have a T-shirt. We're going to, maybe we can just kind of lay it on. I know she's got her heavy jacket on. And so you used to be afraid of the dentist. Is that true?
Here's my...
I'm right, okay. So, Rebecca, tell me the story. I know that you guys are only 2 years apart.
Yes.
And I think that you're the older sister, or you're the younger sister?
The oldest, and Labia's the second oldest. She was born with Down syndrome, and the doctors told my parents to put her in an institution.
Wow.
She would never be anything, and here she is walking, talking, doing great. Most of it's due to my parents and their care for her. And now she lives with me and my husband, and we're doing fabulously.
That's great. Now, see, Libby's 60, and so 60 years ago, they didn't really understand that the potential that somebody with Down syndrome had.
Exactly right.
And so what DeSaco does, or DeSaco, I call it, raise money to help people live their potential, live out whatever their potential is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and she goes to a workshop where she paints, and she...
What?
Etheridge.
Oh, it's called Etheridge. She goes to Etheridge. I'm sorry. Here, Jack. Here's Jack's let's see. You're the the uncle. No, wait a minute. A brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Libby's brother-in-law.
Yeah. Hi. How is everybody today?
Good. Good. So it's called Etheridge.
Upreach and Learning Never Ends. It's like a kind of something like ARC, only it's more of a. They do more social things, and they do art, and they have go out in the community, the library, and that kind of stuff. She really likes that.
So when they're a child, they're concentrating on maybe teaching them how to do things physically and mentally, but then once they become an adult, it's more of a social interaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. Anybody that needs help should go down and see them.
And you can still come out, by the way, today at Kerr Stadium. You can come to the Rolling Studios motor coach. It says Dentally Speaking on the side.
Beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous. No, I haven't seen the inside. I can't wait.
Oh, you'll get to see the inside, but since Libby's in a wheelchair, I had to come out to you guys.
I'm sorry, what?
Well, with Libby in the wheelchair, I thought I better come out to you.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
This is my friend,
oh,
Patty.
We have Patty, a friend of Libby's. Hi, Patty. How are you?
Excellent. How about yourself, Doc?
I'm good, good. You came to support Libby?
Absolutely, and I've been to a couple of the golf outings.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well, that's nice.
Known Libby for almost 50 years now.
Oh, my goodness. Good, good. Well, thank you for coming. We had the 6th annual this year. We're going to have the 7th annual coming up.
Thank you very much. I look forward to it.
Are you a golfer?
In my dreams.
But you come to support.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate everything you do for Down syndrome.
Oh, well, thank you. And I'm kind of a golfer in my dreams, too. I play so much better when I'm in my sleep.
Yes, I've seen you.
In the same dream. All right. Oh, we have some other folks here. Who do we have? What's your name?
Ryan.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Good.
Good. You're so cute. Got that cute red hair. Got the flower in your hair.
I did a baseball ball. It was a place.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Now, how many people came? Is this your mommy? Is this your mom? Okay. Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Jody.
Hi, Jody. And so,
twin brother
what?
Jacob.
Okay, so, and you're a lot taller. Oh, she's giving him a big hug. I wish this was TV. Maybe we can work that out someday. So how many people are going to be walking for you guys?
We have about 45.
45. Wow, that's wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful. There's cheerleaders here. How many years have you guys been coming?
This is our 11th year.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. 11th year?
We were babies when we did our first walk.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really neat. That's really neat. I grew up in Twinsburg, so we have...
Twinsburg.
Have you been there?
No, I haven't. No.
You know, they have Twins Days.
I know. I have heard that, actually. Yeah.
And they have one of the contests is least look-alike.
Oh, well, we would probably win that. The least look-alike twins.
Three.
You're what?
I said three.
Three?
Three. What'd she say?
Three.
Not sure what she...
Three kids in our family?
Oh, wait a minute. She's going to whisper to Mom.
Toy Story?
Yeah.
Oh, she loves Toy Story.
Oh, you love Toy Story?
Yeah, play.
Her red boots are from Toy Story.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Red boots are from Toy Story. Yeah. Wow.
Take a bus.
What? Take a bus. So, are you guys friends, relatives?
Morgan. Yeah.
Morgan.
You're here, a friend of the family?
Yeah, I'm a friend of the family.
Well, that's nice of you to come out. And what's your name?
Kayla.
Kayla, and you're also a friend of the family? So, one of the 45, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
no.
They helped the kids get ready this morning because we had to be here on the committee. We had to be here at 6:30 this morning. So, the girls got the kids ready and brought their sign, their Ryan's Racer sign.
Ryan's Racers, okay.
Yep, that's who we are.
That sounds neat. So how long are you guys going to stay? Is it till noon?
Yeah, it's till noon. We usually stay till it's, like, tearing down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I wasn't sure how long I was going to stay, but as this parking lot's filling in, I'm pretty sure I'm stuck here until it's over.
Yeah, you'll be here for a long time, yeah. It gets crowded. This is nothing yet.
We brought our van, too, so if we need to go get more food or something.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
So do you guys want to come on in and see the motor coach? Here, let's come on in and show them the rolling studios. We normally do our interviews inside, but we had to go outside because Libby was in a wheelchair. So tell me your sister's name again.
Ryan.
Ryan. The Ryan's Racers. Okay, she's coming in, and looks like she likes it. So what do you think, Ryan?
Ryan.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay, now, looks to me like it's time for us to, oh yeah, she's going to make herself at home. Looks like it's time for us to go to a break. So you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Olympic snowboarder Louis Vito, and make sure you stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show, Dr. Kvitko.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
At Artisan Dance Studio, come discover that when it comes to dancing, our specialty is to create and educate. The artisan approach provides you an experience from the moment you walk through our doors. Artisan Dance Studio's wide variety of classes from ballet, contemporary, tap, jazz, and much more. We offer adult classes too. Artisan Dance Studio is located at 4310 North High Street in Clintonville. Visit artisandancestudio.com for upcoming events and class schedules. Accepting new students throughout the fall.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go or if you could afford it? Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko Mentness & Associates, we've been doing successful smile makeovers for decades. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkvitko.com. Plus, we've made them affordable. Whether you choose the low monthly payments or having a makeover done in phases to spread your cost over time, I know you'll be happy with your new smile. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that's guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
Everybody talks. And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. And I'm still here with Jacob, and Jacob is the brother. And I wanted to find out, Jacob, how cool is it? Now, you're a twin. How cool is it to have a sister that happens to have Down syndrome? Is it special?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, what kind of things do you do for her or together as a brother and sister team that maybe other brother and sisters don't do? Keep in mind, it's a radio. What?
Special Olympics.
Special Olympics? Okay, do you go and compete or you go to support her?
Support her.
Okay. So you hold her up, isn't she kind of heavy?
No.
You don't have to hold her, do you?
No.
Okay. Now we were talking off the air about, Twins Days, you know, going up to Twins Days might be fun. It's about 2-hour drive from here. And do you guys have a dentist? Do you both go to the dentist?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who do you go to? You don't remember?
Diego.
Dr. who?
Dr. Diego at Neisonger Center.
Okay. Yeah, at OSU.
They come over to Franklin County DD building.
Okay. Yeah, I'm familiar with it. What special challenges do you find for her dental care?
For her dental care, primarily just when she has her checkups. She doesn't like to sit still, and she feels she doesn't like to be restrained.
Okay. Well, most people don't like their dental checkups.
Yeah, exactly. No, he seems to like it.
Oh, Jacob, you like it?
Sort of.
Does he go to the same place?
Yeah, all three kids do.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I didn't realize that they took, I see, all ages.
Yeah, all ages. She started when she was 18 months. She went to school there.
Baby.
What?
When
you were a baby.
Mommy, I'm tiny baby of kids.
She went?
She was in my tummy. Oh.
The first time she went to the dentist?
The first time she went to the dentist, yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, they started her checkups at 18 months, and then we've gone every 6 months since. And they see all three kids.
Well, that's good. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's important to get it started early.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And she's really good at brushing her teeth.
That's good. And she's so happy.
Yeah, well, sometimes.
You know, it's funny, you're just about every parent I say I've never seen somebody with Down syndrome that isn't happy.
Yeah, ask Jacob if she's always happy.
Oh, wait a minute. Jacob, is she always happy?
Sometimes.
Are you always happy?
Sometimes.
The point is it's no different, right?
No different. Absolutely no different.
Yeah, and also every parent I've spoken to tells me how special it is to happen to have a child with Down syndrome.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. She's the best thing, yeah.
The rest of us don't know what we're missing.
I agree with that. I feel sorry for people who don't have a child with Down syndrome.
Yeah, it's like that song that Live Like You're Dying about cancer.
Yes, yes.
I forget who sings it, but it really, I guess, opens people's eyes and allows them to live a slightly different life than they would have.
Yeah.
Maybe, what would you say, seizing the moment, taking advantage of every opportunity to...
Yeah, and just having that childlike faith, just seeing everything with a smile on your face and with fresh eyes. She gets excited about everything. And so
yeah.
It's contagious.
Yeah, it really is. Look, she's just so happy.
Yeah.
Oh,
you want to talk?
Want to talk? What do you want to say?
Now mommy, baby, a little, I'm a kid.
I guess she wants me to have another baby. It's not going to happen.
Okay. It's not going to happen. Okay, sorry. Do you root for the Buckeyes?
Ryan,
can you root? Can you say go Bucks?
Go Bucks.
Oh, that was the best go Bucks I've heard in years. That was like from the gut, from the heart.
Yep.
That's really something. Okay. What?
Tim McGraw.
Tim McGraw.
Ew.
What? Oh, okay. anyway, so, yeah, we have to find out what she means. Somebody just said Tim McGraw and Faith Hill. I don't notice if they happen to have a child with Down syndrome. Do you know? You don't know what they're talking about? Okay, well, we'll find out. So now, what do you guys, what kind of food did you bring? Did you bring a combination of breakfast and lunch? Are you cooking scrambled eggs? What are you doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, breakfast foods, donuts, bagels, lots of coffee.
Lots of coffee, okay. Yeah, because we didn't really know what to do. We didn't know if we should be bringing hot dogs or eggs.
Yeah, well, they have Jersey Mike's here this year, so they can get subs if they want to afterwards.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
For this year. Bria, did you want to say hi?
Okay, so... Okay, hang on just a second. I'm getting a signal. Not sure what the signal is, though. I don't do sign language. hang on. Hang on one second. Can you get her attention for me? Tell her what she's trying to do. All right. I don't know what you were trying to tell me.
You didn't win.
Just a minute ago. Did you have somebody that you want to? Okay, well then bring them over. That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. How are you? Hi. I'm Dr. Kavika. What's your name?
Allison Krieger.
Allison Krieger?
Yes.
Okay. Nice to meet you. And you are?
Wendy Grady.
Wendy Grady. And are you guys here to support the same person?
We are. Our girls. Our daughters are on the same team, Dream Big.
Oh, you both have... Oh, this is them. Oh, okay. You both have a daughter that happens to have child syndrome and...
Avery and Ruby.
Avery?
Ruby.
Got it. Okay, so your daughter is Ruby, yours is Avery, and together you call it Dream Big 2012?
Yes.
How many people did you have with you?
We're expecting around 200.
Oh my goodness, 200 people? Wow, that's amazing. They must have raised thousands of dollars.
Yes, I think we came in to about $7,500.
Wow, that's really, really special. $7,500? I don't think I've seen that much money in one place at one time, have you?
I know.
They like register online, right? So you don't get to see it either.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. They go on and pay by credit card, right?
Yes, they do, or send in checks.
People can still do that, can't they, today?
Yes, they can. And they can continue to, even after the walk, continue to give to DASACO.
So tell people how they would do that.
You can get in touch with the Down Syndrome Society of Central Ohio. You can go online at www.dsaco.net. Columbus
okay.
Bloody Walk.
Oh, go ahead. Is there another way to do it?
ColumbusBuddyWalk.org.
Okay, that's another way. It takes you right there instead of having to go through all the other things from their homepage, maybe. Okay, and... I have a team. My team is Libby's Tooth Buds, and Libby's out there in the wheelchair. She's a dental patient, and, it comes from the Tooth Buds, and she's my buddy.
Very nice. Very nice.
I understand you guys have to go meet your other 200 people.
Yes. Our daughters should arrive in about 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Dads are bringing them? Dads are bringing them?
Grandmas.
Grandmas are bringing them. Okay, because you didn't want to pluck them out of bed at 5 a.m.
Exactly.
I didn't want to get plucked out of bed either, but we did. It was kind of funny because we knew we had to be here. We've come every year for quite a while, but this is the first year with this motor coach, which I call Rolling Studios. And I was trying to get home. We picked it up in Idaho Falls, and I got a speeding ticket within the first maybe 30 miles.
Oh, no.
And the ticket, on the ticket, it says dentally speaking.
Very funny.
Now, do you...
the officer give you a break?
I was kind of thinking he might. You know what I think it was? You noticed the front of it looks like a truck? And he thought that I should be going the speed that trucks go. And trucks have that lower speed limit. But this is considered a motorhome, so I don't have to go the truck speed. So I think he was disappointed that he couldn't give me... He thought I was really, really speeding. And I was speeding, but not as much as he thought. So I think... It was like, you know what, I'm still going to give this guy a ticket because I can. I don't know. Do you guys have any special, like, dental challenges with your daughters? No, I mean, like, you've taken them from the time they were two.
Yes, actually, she started when she was 3 months old. They started her with early intervention, and we've gone ever since.
Is this at Nyslunger?
No, first they came to our home with home services, and then we went to Nyslunger.
See, I didn't even know there were home services for dental. No, it's not dental. What about, but Nyslunger started at age two or something, right?
Yes, we went at two to the actual office. But I'd say our home...
Oh, my goodness. Ronald McDonald just stepped in. No, just finish your story. Go ahead and tell me.
I was going to say, I think the home base... therapists and stuff take a look at their mouth and see how they're eating and all that's related. And then...
Oh, okay. And then they make the referral.
Yes.
So it's DASACO that helped you find dental care?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I take care of people of all disabilities, too. But I just wondered how people would know, you know, to get to Nyslunger. So, guys, I know you have to go meet your group. Tell me your names and your kids' names again one last time so everybody can remember.
Allison Krieger, Ruby.
Ruby.
Wendy Grady with Avery.
Avery. Okay, thank you guys. Thank you so much. Take care now. Bye-bye. And so, okay, Ronald McDonald stepped in, and he was giving me his big smile and telling me that he flosses, and so we're going to see if we can get Ronald McDonald to come on over here. Here he comes. Okay, man. Okay. Hey, Ronald, how are you?
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you for coming.
Oh, this is a beautiful day to be out here for the Buddy Walk here in Columbus, Ohio.
That's right, and people ought to come out and still support, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's a great event. I tell you, there's nothing but smiling faces out here. More people should come out and get involved with such a wonderful event as this, as the Buddy Walk.
And you walked in and told me that you floss.
I do. I floss. I brush my teeth every day. I try to keep looking good.
They look great. They look great. They look great so much. Now, you don't remember, but we met up at the Give Kids a Smile Day up in Cleveland.
We did. You know, I'm all over the place. People say, do you remember me? I say, I'm sorry. I go all over the place. But I love to travel all around and meet my friends all over the place.
That's really nice of you. That's really nice. And I know the kids appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to be here. All the families and the kids, this is an amazing event, and I'd love to see more people getting involved.
And I think that you're probably more recognizable than maybe the president.
Well, I don't know about that, you know. I mean, when you talk about politics, we're talking about clowns as well, so.
That's funny. Okay. So, hey, thank you so much, Ronald. We really appreciate it, and we'll get everybody out here to come out and support the kids.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me, and Sunny 95, and have a great day at the Buddy Walk.
Take care now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. So, I understand we may be getting Dino. Dino's going to be, she's going to be calling in soon, we think. We're going to hook him up. I guess my producer will let me know when Dino's on the phone. So I think what we'll do is we'll go to what should be our final commercial break of the show, and then hopefully we'll have some words from Dino Tripodis in a little bit. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kivitko, and we'll be right back.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kivitko aquí en su estación favorita, Sunday 95.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kivitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He could put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City. Or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso's chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Mom, has your son or daughter been begging you to learn to play guitar, but you don't know where to go or who to talk to? Well, fret no more. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 427-3187. We'll teach your child how to actually apply and use the fundamentals, learn to play an entire song, make new friends with guitar, and even play with a drummer, all in the first month of playing. The earlier they start, the better. So don't wait. Call Guitar Lessons Columbus today at 614-427-3187 or check us out online at guitarlessonscolumbus.com.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kivitko.
Hi, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kivitko. Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Have years of drinking coffee and tea or smoking darkened your teeth? Do you feel that you look older than your age? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset, when your smile would light up the room? With porcelain veneers, we can make your teeth sparkle again. Stop in and see our vast library of actual before and after photos, or see a small sampling of them at drkivitko.com. Plus, our available low monthly payments make them affordable. So what are you waiting for? You know you're worth it. Pick up the phone and call us at 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. It's a call that is guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
Dr. Kivitko and Associates.
And welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. We are at Crew Stadium. We're live. We're at the Buddy Walk. Thousands of people come up and support their child, their friend, their cousin, whatever, with that happens to have Down syndrome. You should see the parking lot literally almost fills up. And what's really cool is that Dino Tripodis's Sunday 95's Dino Tripodis's what am I trying to say? Sunday 95's only Dino Tripodis. He comes out and he really, really supports this cause. I don't think people even realize the soft spot Dino has for Down syndrome in his heart. And so he was kind enough to call in to the show this morning. And Dino, do we have you?
Good morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, you will go to great lengths to get somebody in for a cleaning, won't you?
I will.
You will make all kind of phone calls. All right, I'll come in. Yeah, I'm actually on my way to Crew Stadium as we speak. The 11th annual Buddy Walk, and I've had the pleasure of being the MC for the past 10 years, and I was listening to you. Yeah, I do have a soft spot in my heart for Down syndrome, and I consider that first walk when I was asked to be a blessing in disguise. My friends, Nick and Casey Ford, their daughter Maddie, has Downs, and when they, I think it was the second walk or first walk, I can't remember, I think it was the second walk. It had to be the second one. They were asking. It was down at the Franklin Park Conservatory, and it was small. And they were saying, you know, we don't have anybody from media. Can you do it? And, you know, of course, I said I would because I love the Fords. And that was my first introduction into the family.
Yeah.
Downs. And honestly, I've been touched, and my heart's been warmed ever since. In addition to having the pleasure of emceeing and hosting the walk. We do a holiday benefit at the Funny Bone every Christmas, and I host that. And the pleasure of hosting is that you get to decide where the money goes from the benefit. So for the past 10 years, the money from the Christmas benefit has gone to DeSocco. And I think over the years, the money ranges. It goes up and it goes down. But I think over the last 10 years, probably, you know, close to $50,000 around Christmas time has been raised. So that's a cool
really,
thing.
That's really special, something to be really proud of.
Yeah, well, they're great. They're great, amazing children of the families. If anybody's listening right now and absolutely doesn't have anything to do this morning or thinking, you know what, I want to check this out, trust me, you'll be amazed, you'll be changed, you'll be touched, you'll be warmed by just how special these families are. And it's a whole different level of love. I can't really put it into words, and I talk for a living on the radio, but it's really special. It's really something special. They're just it's just an amazing day. It's so full of love, it's so full of hope, it's so full of positive vibes, and you come out of it thinking, you know what, anything can be accomplished on any given day just by watching the hope and excitement in the family's eyes. As you mentioned, the parents, the grandparents, the uncles, the friends, it's just a great day. And it's a beautiful day today, too. What a great day to be out.
You know, it really is. It's gorgeous. And you're pretty approachable. I want to let people know that if they do come out, that you're just there willing to talk and shake hands with anybody. I've thought that was so special that you make yourself available.
Oh, I'm the most easily approachable person. The problem is not everybody always wants to approach me because sometimes on a Sunday morning I can look kind of scary. You know, I'll be the guy at the Down syndrome with the Buddy Walk T-shirt and a black hat and a black leather jacket. But I'm very friendly. So
and please, a beautiful smile.
Don't hesitate to come up and say hello.
And a beautiful smile, right?
And a beautiful smile. Well, thank you. Yes, of course. Come on.
Hey, did you notice the music?
You should know. It's your work.
Hey, did you notice the music that we played coming back from commercial?
I did not. I did not.
Okay.
Why? What was it?
Oh, we just played this song. It's a bunch of kids singing about a smile and always having a smile on your face. And I just thought it was so appropriate. And everybody here is happy. You know, it's just amazing. And every parent I've talked to that happens to have it has told me that they are so happy they have a child that has Down syndrome that those of us that don't know what we're missing.
It's a special, I can't really put it into words, the whole vibe that you see and feel when you when you're in that surrounding and situation, the positive optimism, the hope. It's just great. And you do great things too with the golf outing every year. You raise money for that too, so.
Yeah, I do. We raised $12,400 this year, which I'm pretty proud of.
Yeah, I mean, you're no slouch in that department either, my friend.
Hey, Dino, I'm getting the signal from my producer that my time is up, and I do want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you do for Down Syndrome and for being on my show this morning, and hopefully later on we'll all come over and we'll say hi in person, okay?
I'll be there in about 15 minutes.
Perfect. Sounds great. Thank you, Dino.
See you, buddy.
Okay. Dino Tripodis from Sunny 95. My time is up. Thank you so much for listening. The podcast will be available at sunny95.com later today, Dentally Speaking on Monday, and iTunes. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. See you next Sunday.
Be sure and tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko Show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.